This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. In a world of software defines everything, EMC is betting big on technologies that can help businesses, from racing cars to governments, hospitals and healthcare institutes to redefine. And I'm here today speaking to Jeremy Burton. He's the Global President for Products and Marketing for EMC to talk about how software can help drive businesses even further. Jeremy, let's start off first with something that not many kind of know of, the partnership that you have with the F1 Lotus team. Can you tell me a bit about this partnership and, you know, how did it sort of begin?
Yeah, there's an interesting story. We were having a kickoff meeting in January 2013, and we always like to invite an inspirational speaker. And, you know, EMC, for the longest time, we've really prided ourselves on really being a tech innovator. And we thought, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could get someone from Formula One? You know, these guys tend to innovate in 1 week and 2 week cycle. You know, that would be really great to hear about what goes on in that world. And we had the CEO of Lotus F1 come, gave a great talk, and he'd mentioned about the rule changes that were coming in at the end of 2013, and really the need to totally kind of redefine their data center and their systems and the way that they build product. So the more we talked about what we could potentially do, the more of a great fit it seemed to be. So we got into it by accident, but here we are, you know, really a couple years later, and have really enjoyed the partnership.
So how important is, you know, technology to, you know, F1 racers these days?
I think it's critical. And it's in a number of different places. All the teams have obviously got big factory operations. You know, compute systems are heavily involved in the design of the car. But it's not just at the factory now. We essentially drop a data center in a box to the trackside, and probably this is where a lot of the excitement and action happens, because your data comes off the car in real time. The teams analyze that data, and they use that data to make decisions. They run simulations of what might happen in the race. So if a pace car, for example, has to come out because of an accident, that might change the race strategy. So, you know, computer systems, they play a huge role at the factory in the design of the car. They also play a huge role now at trackside, enabling the team to make better decisions.
So it's about analytics is the same like how businesses are using, you know, big data.
That's right. I mean, in fact, the trend we see here in Formula One is a trend that we see in many, many different industries. And in fact, the guys who are at the center of this big data revolution believe that any problem can be solved by just analyzing data. And, you know, Formula One, the aerodynamics, the design of the car, the what to do next in the event of something bad happening, all of that is a matter of data. If you have the right amount of data and you have the right analytics, then invariably you're going to come up with the right answer. So, Formula One, it's probably more extreme because of the nature of the sport, but this is a trend that we see happening in many, many different industries.
Why do you think, you know, Formula One is sort of like the benchmark for a lot of things? You know, even for automotive engineering, we kind of know about that, and then there's also the oil and gas engineering side as well. But now technology as well, why is it that Formula One, you know, everyone seems to be going to Formula One to prove that, you know, this is the next new technology available for the consumers?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. Firstly, I think it's an extreme test of engineering, right? The speeds that these cars go, you look at the downforce and the stresses, right down to the safety of the cars. I mean, there are very few spots where you can crash out at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Right? So I think it's the extreme nature of the stress that the engineering is put under. It's the ultimate test. And also as well, look, there's a very much a creative aspect to Formula One. I mean, the beauty of Formula One is it's a formula. And everybody arrives on the grid with a car, and everybody has taken a different approach to getting that car on the grid. So there's uniqueness in the design. So, you know, to me, then you think about it from an engineering and and a technology perspective, it's probably the ultimate test for your technology as well. You know, if you can help these guys build the best car, you're going to have to bring, as a technology provider, your A game to the team. And I think the thing that makes the sport so attractive is it's the combination, it's the creativity in design, it's the stresses and the extremes that the cars are under, it's the technology, and then obviously it's the guy who sits behind the wheel and drives. That's a big variable factor as well.
So what does EMC provide to the F1 Lotus team?
We do a couple of things. First off, back at the factory, we underpin all of the systems there. So a huge chunk of the Lotus team are really designers who work on things like computational fluid dynamics in order to improve the aerodynamics on the car. These engineers, they probably run about 500 different models every week. Each model takes about 6 hours. Generates about 100 gigabytes of data every hour. So to put that in perspective, you know, your average consumer PC, you would fill up your entire PC in a morning or an afternoon. And these guys run about 600 of these models every week. So we underpin a lot of the systems back at the factory. What's also very important is we make sure that the data is continuously available. Between one race and another in Formula One is usually a week or maybe 2 weeks. So if the data is not available or the system is down, then that means the designers can't work on the new parts that are required for the following race. Data and system availability is key. But we also do the trackside systems, and we've delivered, I think, massive advances there. The Lotus team went from having 16 racks of equipment down to just having two. And we doubled the performance, and we doubled the amount of data the team can store. And obviously, you know, more data means more analysis, means better decisions. So it really is a combination of the trackside systems and also the systems that are available back at the factory. And of course, you know, these two systems talk to each other in near real time during the race.
So what does EMC hope, you know, to achieve from this alliance with the F1 Lotus team?
Things. For us as a technology provider, we just think it's a great technology showcase. We have probably the top 500 companies in the world use EMC technology. They're looking for the technology to deliver them a competitive edge. And I think the tech story behind Formula One is something which, you know, resonates very, very strongly with them. And, you know, needless to say, I think on any given live race, there's about 750 million people watch Formula One. And many of our customers are Formula One fans. So it's a very easy topic to engage our customers with. And such as in Singapore this weekend, we had probably 50 of our biggest customers come down to the track and see the V-Block converged infrastructure systems running trackside in all its glory. So it really is. I think it's good for the Lotus team because I think they get an access to the latest and greatest technology, and it's good for EMC because we get to tell that story in a way that our customers, I think, really relate to.
I'm speaking to Jeremy Burton, the Global President for Products and Marketing for EMC, and when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about how EMC's technology has given F1 Lotus team an edge in the competition. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. I'm speaking to Jeremy Burton, the Global President for Products and Marketing for EMC, and we're talking about how technology can help give businesses an edge, just like how EMC does for the Lotus F1 team. Jeremy, you know, how has EMC's technology sort of given the F1 Lotus team an edge in the competition?
I think the tough thing this year has been, obviously, everybody craves after a Mercedes engine. There wasn't a whole lot we could do about that. But, you know, the new rules and regulations, we shouldn't forget, it's only one season old. I think as you go into 2015, all of the teams will have been working hard on their second generation of the new car. And, you know, the hope is certainly that going into the 2015 season, we can help the Lotus team, you know, iterate and innovate and get back to the front of the grid where they belong.
And the thing about F1's the sport is that they're already working on the 2015 project by now.
Yeah, that's that's right. I mean, work has absolutely begun on the 2015 car, and a lot of the information and the data that is collected this year, will go into building the models and the design for next year. So as much as I think the rule change has had a big impact, and certainly the power of the Mercedes engine was a surprise, at least to all of those with the Renault engine. I think everybody expects that next year, everybody's a little bit more familiar with the rules and regulations, and things are a lot closer.
In a world of software defines everything, how do you see these technologies enabling businesses to succeed, come 2015?
Yeah, the interesting thing, Formula One is this way, and I think many other industries are heading this way too. There's a huge drive towards real time, real time decision making and real time business. The smartphone is really the device of choice for every consumer. It transmits information, from a billion smartphones were sold last year. So you've got a billion points of transmitting information around the globe. And the businesses that succeed are going to be able to capture that information. They're going to be able to analyze it. They're going to be able to understand what their consumers want. And they're going to be able to respond to that. And in some respects, it's not that different to a Formula One car, right? The Formula One car is going along, around the track. You've got data coming off the car. You've got to process that data in real time and make intelligent decisions based on it. So I think Formula One is a great use case, but we see this trend happening in every industry. I noticed this weekend in Singapore, there's a company called Uber that started up shop that allow you to call a taxi or a limo. It's direct access to consumers through a mobile phone, and it's revolutionizing the transportation industry. Based on people's behavior, they deploy cars in different places. So there are many, many different examples of, I think, how different industries have been transformed, and I think Formula One is one of them.
What would you define as technologies of the future?
There's a number. I mean, there's the mega kind of macro trends, and clearly, mobile computing is a big one. Cloud computing from an infrastructure standpoint, I think, is going to change the economics of what can be delivered to customers. Big data, I think it's very, very early days. But what is clear is that the businesses that can understand masses of information and make sense of it in a short period of time are the ones that are going to have a competitive advantage. And also, somewhat related to the mobile and cloud trend that I mentioned, companies that can collaborate in a social way, reach out to their customers directly, engage their customers in understanding the kinds of product and services that they want. I think those businesses are going to differentiate as well. So, social is often talked in the context of Twitter and Facebook and photo sharing, but it's got a huge role to play in business because it really is a way to pull customers directly into your corporation and understand what they want and how they react. So those are probably the four big mega trends in tech, and I think most companies are trying to figure out how to make those trends work for them.
And, not only businesses, I guess even governments as well, they can tap into, the real-time data analytics like what you guys are doing with the F1 team in order to, cater to, to serve the citizens better, smart cities and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. I think cloud computing and the ability for citizens to interact directly with the government. I mean, I think every citizen in every country around the world would like to not have to go into a government office to fill out a form that is confusing to then have the form get lost. It really should work online, and you should be notified when there's a change in status. So I think cloud computing, first and foremost, is going to be a huge benefit, not just for the government, because I think they can run their systems more efficiently, but for the consumer, it's going to result in happier citizens, and that's going to be the thing that election wins are made of.
Earlier this year, EMC made a whole lot of a series of announcements on, helping businesses to redefine. What are the specific areas do you think businesses in Asia should redefine to succeed?
Yeah, it's a great question, and as much as if I went back 10 years or maybe 15 years, I would often maybe single out a geo such as Asia Pacific as being different, but I have to say so many of the world's largest companies these days are multinationals, and I would also say that Asia in some respects is much more forward looking and keen to adopt technology than some other parts of the world. But I think certainly look at the mobile phone revolution, right? Arguably it happened in Asia first. A lot of countries simply skipping the physical stage of telecommunications and going straight to wireless. And look, if you're an insurance company or if you're a bank, look, just expect that consumers want to interact with you through their mobile phone first and foremost. I mean, to me, delivering benefits directly to consumers through mobile technology is really going to be at the front of what not just every business, but every government should be looking to do. We have a big initiative at EMC in our Pivotal division. And Pivotal's primary focus is to try and help organizations, big and small, reinvent themselves through mobile software. So we're so convinced it's going to be one of the big trends of the future. We've invested a huge amount of money in partnership with folks like General Electric to make that happen.
I've been speaking to Jeremy Burton. He's the Global President for Products and Marketing for EMC, talking about how technology can give businesses an edge, just like how EMC does for the F1 Lotus team. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.